This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Several school districts are being sued by a coalition of advocacy groups over the display of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. The class action suit was brought against 16 school districts in Texas, including Katy, Clear Creek, Deer Park, Pearland, and Magnolia ISDs. Courts have already barred Conroe, Houston, Fort Bend, and Cypress Fairbanks from displaying the posters. This latest court filing is part of an ongoing effort by the ACLU and other groups who are saying the new state law, SB 10, violates the Constitution. It's the first class action lawsuit and third lawsuit overall that the ACLU has filed against the law. The city of Houston is launching a first-of-its-kind firearm injury dashboard. It tracks clinical data, first responder data, and mortality records for firearm injuries. News 88.7's Michael Atkinson reports.
The Firearm Injury Dashboard is live on the Houston Health Department's website now, and the advocates behind it say it reveals a troubling trend. While overall firearm-related injuries that resulted in hospitalization have gone down over the last 4 years, unintentional shootings of children and young adults are becoming more prevalent. Here's Houston City Councilmember Abby Kamen, who led the effort.
There's about a 70% gap between hospital visits and what we have in terms of police reports, revealing hundreds of injuries a year, people who we couldn't help because we didn't know about it.
The dashboard will be updated quarterly throughout the year. This year, emergency departments report 1,874 people came with gunshot injuries across Houston. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
Houston-based oil company Citgo will be acquired by Amber Energy for $5.9 billion. A judge recently approved the sale after a lengthy court battle. Citgo's parent company is owned by the Venezuelan government and is being sold to pay off its debts. According to Reuters, Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez says the country rejects the sale. I'm Alexandra Hart. You're listening to News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes